This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A container ship smashed into a four-lane bridge in the U.S. port of Baltimore, Maryland in darkness on Tuesday. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
The bridge collapsed and sent cars and people plunging into the river below. Paul Wiedefeld is the Secretary of Maryland Department of Transport.
At this time, this is an active search and rescue mission. We know there were individuals on the bridge at the time of the collapse working on the bridge, contractors for us.
ABC News, citing an unclassified U.S. intelligence report, said the ship lost propulsion as it was leaving port, and the crew on board notified Maryland officials they had lost control of the vessel. Tuesday's disaster may be the worst U.S. bridge collapse since 2007.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has vowed to press ahead with Israel's offensive. He blasted a UN Security Council resolution calling for a pause to the fighting, saying on Tuesday it had emboldened U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas to reject a separate ceasefire proposal. U.S. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller rejected on Tuesday Israel's statement, the United Nations resolution, calling for an immediate ceasefire between Israel and Hamas has hindered hostage talks.
That statement is inaccurate in almost every respect, and it is unfair to the hostages and their families.
Miller told reporters the Palestinian militant group Hamas's response to the hostage release proposal was prepared before Monday's UN Security Council vote, not after, and said the U.S. would continue to work to bring hostages home. Israel's relations with the U.S. have been strained by Washington's decisions not to veto